The Bush administration today refused the Saudi Arabian government's request that it release classified material in a congressional report on the 9/11 terrorist attacks. The Saudi foreign minister made the request in person to the president in a White House meeting this afternoon. But even before their meeting took place, the president gave his answer, an emphatic no. NPR's Don Gagne reports from the White House.
The Saudis' basic problem with the 900-page report is that it makes them look bad. It creates an impression of ties between Saudi officials and some of the 9/11 hijackers. 15 of the 19 attackers who died that day were from Saudi Arabia, and that the 27-plus pages in the report that have been classified and blanked out make it impossible for the Saudis to defend themselves or to make the case that they're committed to confronting terrorism. Today, President Bush's spokesman made a point of praising Saudi Arabia for its cooperation in fighting the war on terror, but the president himself said that any request to declassify the pages in question has to be rejected because of national security.
Because there's an ongoing investigation into the 9/11 attacks, and we don't want to compromise that investigation. If people are being investigated, it doesn't make sense for us to let them know who they are.
Further, Mr. Bush said that it's important to protect sources and methods being used in investigations still underway.
Now, perhaps at some point in time down the road, after the investigations are fully complete, and if it doesn't jeopardize our national security, perhaps we can declassify the 27 of the hundreds of pages in the document. But it makes no sense to declassify when we've got an ongoing investigation that could jeopardize that investigation.
About 2 hours after making that statement, the president sat down with Saudi Foreign Minister Prince Saud al-Faisal, who had requested the meeting. The royal minister again made the case to the president, but there was no apparent change in the White House position. The Saudis aren't the only ones calling for the declassification of the entire report. Members of Congress from both parties have also questioned the administration's decision to keep the pages in question out of the public eye. Republican Senator Richard Shelby from Alabama said that it's not national security but diplomacy that has prompted the administration to keep the pages blank. He says 95% of those pages have nothing to do with national security. Meanwhile, Democratic Senator Chuck Schumer of New York says it seems the White House is protecting the Saudis from the release of even more damaging information.
It's a sad, sad day when the cover-up, the coddling of a country that has aided and abetted terrorists continues. That also shows we're getting kind of complacent in our post 9/11 world.
The Saudis have issued a lengthy report detailing all they have done to crack down on terrorist organizations since 9/11, including a blazing gun battle that claimed the lives of 6 suspected terrorists and 2 Saudi police officers early Monday. Even so, the Saudis continue to face charges that they haven't done enough. Don Gagne, NPR News, The White House.